speak to you about the possibility of calling. What do you think? There is the one item which would help if it were to do that, but I understand he probably is going to Walter Reed, according to what's said in 2 or 3 days. Mr. Lukesh tells me this is at 11 o'clock. The move will be taking place in 2 to 3 days. Well, maybe they... the hospital, that's what I was going to say. I think a telephone call then does the trick. Helicopter out there, could we? Oh, that's awful noisy. Let's not give any indication that we're thinking of that, and I won't tell Lukesh or anybody else. Like today, it says Mrs. Wallace feels the governor's ordered not to take your telephone call today. See, because Lukesh should suggest I can call him. I said, well, I don't want to excite her right now. And then Wallace himself believes tomorrow would be better than Kevin. Morphine is experiencing some difficulty hearing, so I'm not going to come out there. I'm not going to call him even for a couple of days. I don't think that... of course, as you know, they do have press at Walter Reed Bond. And I suppose it what you could do if you were there, so. And I'd have to say a word when I left. You know, remember when I used to go see Eisenhower, the jam sons of bitches are out there. No questions. It'll be Friday. Plan to do it. Well, don't tell Lukesh we're thinking about it because it gets around. See whether his condition, we just got to be very sure it's the right thing to do. According to schedule today, we've had quite a weekend. I mean, nine days, God damn. Well, listen. I did a foolish thing this morning. I woke up at 6 o'clock, and I got up, and I went to work until about 12:30. I tried to take it. It was going to be one hell of a problem, as usual, going over there, because the problem is going that way is that I'll be getting up at the, you know, in the middle of the night. You know, that's what I mean. So, well, I'll be getting up in the middle of the night, but beyond that, getting up at night isn't going to be so hard over there, is it? I used to do it, but I can't, I'll just need more sleep. You should have more in your mind, I think. That's it. Well, that's it. When I used to do it, I think that I hit the bed and I just sleep, you know, go to mind, but you don't do that anymore. If the reactor's in the blue room, I hope I'm going to call Pat and say, have it to write some. Good. Good. They're writing good on it, aren't they? Well, all about the Wallace things. You got any ideas? Yeah, Harry Hand thinks it's going to make you a hell of a lot tougher in the convention. And, well, either way, if you're a third-party dude. Although, Harry says it recognizes that there are a number of states where it's awfully hard to get the ballot. It'll be hard to get on in Michigan, for example. Of course, we might want him on. It's the South. Much easier for an anti-busing Democrat to vote for another Democrat than it is for an anti-busing Democrat to vote for a Republican. See, that's... I'll get some, that's right. Just took a hell of a calorie. Sir. And that damn McGovern keeps coming. Harry says in Colorado and Utah he picked up a lot of delegates. And he's, you know, he's working around. Let's see. That's right. Hippies all go to these district precinct conventions. We got nothing else to do. And people we have had, some of our people, not all, but some who are just as good hearted as they can be. Well, like a Jack Drown, for example, you know, who wouldn't know how to count. I mean, they just, these guys are just brutal and vicious and just love it. Love to go in and do the grubby work